Welcome to Savage Radio. I am your host, Savannah Roman, a certified personal trainer and nutritionist turned online coach who is here to help you not only find success in fitness, but in your life. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from health and fitness to alcoholism and substance abuse with a high level of no bullshit motivation sprinkled on top. Are you ready to gain back control over your health and ultimately your life? Awesome. Let's get into the episode. Hey, welcome to my very first podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Savannah Roman, and I am an online health and fitness coach. I'm a certified personal trainer and nutritionist. I am a bikini competitor. I'm an army veteran. And I think that's about it in my bio. I live on Maui. And if you are finding this podcast, you probably know me either personally. Hi, Mom. Or you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, most likely Instagram. That's where I typically spend the majority of my time these days, just because it's a little bit more fun than Facebook. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not too tech savvy, so Instagram's a little bit easier for me to use also. Don't judge me. But anyhow, I like to talk and I like to share stories and I like to share my thoughts and my experiences and try to help other people with them. So basically, I figured I would start a little podcast because I was doing YouTube videos and I'm going to be 100% honest, I don't like to do my hair and makeup. So yeah, that just means I got a face for radio. So here we are. And like I said, this is my very first podcast. So welcome and thank you for listening to my voice. I just wanted to talk about a conversation that I had with my fiance this morning. He brought up the fact that Kylie Jenner has been deemed the youngest billionaire in history. And he kind of rolled his eyes when he said that. And I just couldn't help but defend my girl Kylie because I have watched her grow up. Yes, I know it probably makes me sound ridiculous that I watched the Kardashians, but I did. And I love that shit. It made me feel so much more normal and so much more smart. But anyhow, I have followed her journey. And my defense for poor little Kylie was, you can be given all the tools and all the beauty and all the fame and money in the world. But if you don't use that, and if you don't persevere and have drive and determination and a strong work ethic, you're not going to do shit with that. And there's a lot of people that have had the tools and the money and the fame, and they ended up turning to drug abuse, for example, instead of building an empire, you know? So I actually was reading a book on our flight to Costa Rica a couple weeks ago, and it's called Everyday Millionaires. And this exact point was made in this book. And he was talking about Michael Phelps. And he said, you know, Michael Phelps, yes, if you break down his human physique, he is ideal for swimming. He has a larger lung capacity than most people. Apparently, he has like, I think he said he's like double jointed in his breasts, in his chest. And he's got super long arms, and just everything about the man was made to be a swimmer. But he would be nobody if he didn't choose to be a swimmer. And if he didn't choose to put in the time and effort and all the training that that man does to become an Olympic athlete. So yeah, I think that's what I want to start the vibe of this podcast with, is when you are in the gym, for example, and you see those girls walking around and you are just chalking up their awesome goal bodies to genetics or the fact that, you know, they were born that way or they're naturally lean or whatever excuses you want to make for why they look that way. Just remember that you can be given everything to look a certain way, to be a certain way, but it's the work that you put in that is going to get you further and that's going to maintain those results. And that is something to be respected. And this conversation that I had with Jake this morning, oh my gosh, I think that was the longest debate that we've ever had because I felt so strongly about this. Because when we look at other people and make excuses as to why they've obtained fame and fortune, that is basically, in our minds, making it impossible for us to ever reach that point because, oh, they were lucky or they were given that to them or they were born that way. That means that that level is unattainable for us. But I am all about everything that you want is within reach. It might be a super far reach. It might require a lot of time and effort to get there, but it's possible. It is 100% possible. It all starts with your mindset, though. So, like I said, next time you see somebody with something that you want, don't make excuses as to why they have that. Think about what you can do to get that and have that kind of mindset. And once you have that kind of mindset, shit will start happening for you. I promise you. So anyhow, I hope you enjoyed this teeny tiny podcast. I'm sure they will get longer once I conjure up some more topics, but it's nice to start a little forum to share my thoughts and stories now where I don't have to show this face of mine. All right. I hope y'all have a fantastic day and please tune in for the next one. I promise they will get better and I'll probably make myself a little intro too. All right. Talk to you later. Aloha.